Another sensational effort by the Vikings defense in our victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday. That's three straight games where the Vikings defense has played lights out. There's lots of plays we could highlight, including five sacks by the Vikings defense. But the play I want to show you, registered by Everson Griffin, comes on a running play. We'll take a look at it here, and Everson is lined up at right defensive end in his normal spot. First thing to pay attention to, this is sort of a misdirection play by Tampa Bay. It's going to wind up being an end around to the receiver, but it's a misdirection play from the Buccaneers because they're going to pull their left guard, Logan Mankins, to the right side of the formation. Fullback is going to lead the way, and it's going to be a play action fake to the running back. Everson Griffin, though, is not fooled by this misdirection. Right at the snap, you're going to see Everson has his eyes on the play. He sees the misdirection, does a really good job of staying home. And because he has his eyes in the backfield and is watching this play, he's able to see the end around coming to Heron, the wide receiver. As soon as Everson sees the end around, he sees the pitch. Everson right away has his eyes set on an angle. He knows that this is a speedy receiver. He's going to pick a point on the sideline, run to that point, and angle the receiver off. A really nice job by Everson Griffin. All these sacks lately by Everson Griffin, you think he's just pinning his ears back every play and going after the quarterback, but this play demonstrates that he's not doing that. Keeping his eyes in the backfield, as you can see right here, diagnosing the end around, getting to the sideline to make a play. That's a tackle for no gain. I'm sure this is one the Buccaneers were planning on gouging the Vikings defense. One more thing to notice. Xavier Rhodes, who's not, ends up not making a play here. He doesn't get in on the tackle because Everson Griffin takes care of it. But look at him getting around a blocker. That's an offensive lineman coming out, pulling to block him. Xavier does a really good job with a swim move here. And if Everson Griffin is not there to make the play, Xavier is able to get outside leverage there, get around that block, and he would have forced the receiver back to the inside. So really great job, team pursuit on this play. But Everson Griffin is the one who makes the play. He's got 10 and a half sacks over his last 10 games. He's got a sack in four straight games. He has 8 sacks for us this season. Those are Pro Bowl caliber numbers, but it's plays like this against the run that truly makes Everson Griffin a Pro Bowl caliber player, in my view. Let's take a look at an offensive play. This is later in the game. Teddy Bridgewater on the final drive with under 2 minutes to go, where we're driving to get into field goal range to tie this game and send it to overtime. A great job here by a lot of different parts of the offense. First thing we're going to take a look at, though, is Teddy Bridgewater, who's in the gun. He's going to have he has a 2x2 set here, two receivers on each side of the formation. The Buccaneers are in some form, I believe, of a zone defense here. They have two safeties. Each are going to take care of the deep part of the field, and then all of these linebackers and corners are going to drop into a zone coverage. Teddy Bridgewater does a great job here of A, going through his progressions, and B, finding the soft spot in the zone. Right at the snap, I think Teddy's looking to the right here. So I think his primary reads are probably one of these two receivers. He's got Jarius Wright, wide right, and Chase Ford in the slot going to the middle of the field. And Teddy sees that no one is open here. Instead of panicking, pulling it down and running, or making a bad throw, he pulls it in and goes through his progression. This is a great thing to see out of a young quarterback. Looking to his right, doesn't see anything open, so then he's going to start looking to his left. He's going to look for his alternate reads, sees Jennings is covered on the edge, but because that corner goes to the edge to get Jennings, that's going to leave Cordarrelle Patterson wide open right here, and Teddy delivers a strike to Patterson. And that really gets this last drive going for the Vikings as they're able to drive down and put Blair Walsh in field goal range. One more thing on this play, Vikings offensive line, they only allowed one sack in this game. Great job of protection all day long. Great job on this play too. You can see the Buccaneers run a little bit of a stunt. They're, both of their defensive ends come underneath, and then the defensive tackles are going to loop around and do and have containment on Bridgewater, and they're going to try and put pressure on him that way. But our offensive linemen do a great job communicating and passing off here. You're going to see Lotholt is going to pass off the defensive end to Berger. They pick that one up, and then right here, Johnson is, and Khalil are going to pass two defenders off. They pick that up beautifully. It buys Teddy Bridgewater some time to find Cordarrelle Patterson, who's open in the zone. Eventually, the Vikings drive down and kick a field goal. Teddy Bridgewater, an up-and-down performance for most of the game, but in crunch time, when it matters the most, Teddy was sharp. He was 8 of 12 for 95 yards in two-minute situations. Two drives, two field goals, and this one right here ended up tying the game. We go to overtime, and we win the game there. So a nice good game for Teddy Bridgewater. He's progressing, getting better each week.